This isn't the first time Congress has flirted with what's sometimes referred to as the dairy cliff, but it's the first time Madison Congressman Mark Pocan has seen it firsthand. The first-term Democrat held a press conference from his neighborhood grocery store to call on lawmakers to deal with this issue before they go home for Christmas.
It's our concern that if it doesn't happen by the end of the year, we're going to see all these impacts, and the fact that we're only scheduled through Friday has many of us worried. We need to stay until we get our jobs done.
In fact, without some agreement on a new or extended farm bill by the end of the year, the U.S. is poised to revert to a 1949 system of milk pricing. Under that scenario, the government would become a major player in the dairy marketplace, buying up a variety of dairy products and eventually raising dairy prices. Brian Gould is a professor of agriculture and economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the UW Extension. He says even if dairy prices went up, that short-term gain would not outweigh the long-term pain for the dairy industry.
We would lose market share internationally, and domestically, demand would go down, and that's not something positive for the dairy industry.
Which is why Gould says the industry neither wants nor expects to see a return to the 1949 pricing law. Because the change would be so drastic, Gould says it encourages Congress to act.
It forces people to make a decision and forces people to come up with a new farm bill. If it wasn't there, there's no pressure to do anything.
Whether Congress deals with this issue long term remains to be seen. Last year, facing a similar situation, lawmakers passed a one-year extension. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.